Cavalera, the essentials for Thursday, August 20th. On the menu today, a new fighter landing on the PTU, a community still shaken by the latest Star Citizen Live, and a capital ship that'll be sold in limited waves starting next week. Let's start with the game. Alpha 4.10 is still on the PTU, and today's build finally adds the Kruger S-65 Stingray to the Persistent Universe. Testers already in will find it directly in their hangar. Everyone else needs to complete a cargo mission, finish the Siege of Orison, or progress through the Recco Battaglia storyline to unlock access. And since assignments are done manually, a little patience is in order if the ship doesn't show up right away. The rest of the build is mostly a big spring cleaning. The ASOP terminals at Levski, which had stopped showing any options, are fixed. The keypad terminal at Security Post Korea, which was blank, is readable again. The Redeemer can finally dock properly with a Starfarer for refueling contracts, and both the Starfarer and the Starlight have stopped draining their own fuel instead of pulling from external pods. On the VR side, water and reflections now display correctly for both eyes, and the mouse cursor no longer goes invisible after using a controller. Add to that fixes for the Orison boss fight, for cargo vanishing when a location loaded, and for inventory locking up after visiting the character customizer, and you've got the spirit of this build: plumbing. Lots and lots of plumbing. The RSI launcher, meanwhile, moves to version 2.16, with a few quality of life fixes for chat and accessibility. The Stingray itself has already been thoroughly datamined across the usual channels. We know its full loadout: 4 whiptail laser repeaters, plus 2 heavier cannons, 8 missiles, and a ballistic variant with size 4 Gatlings. We even have precise stats on its main weapon: range, velocity, damage. 5 paint schemes have also been spotted in the files, from classic camo to some more eye-catching options. None of this is official, it's raw data meaning, but the fighter will clearly have very few secrets left by the time it's formally revealed. There's also a detail spotted on a loading screen. The Emperor's name appears to have changed, though nobody knows yet if that's an Easter egg or just a typo. On the Squadron 42 front, no official news, but a rumor that's been making the rounds. The leader of Test Squadron, the game's largest org, apparently believes the game could launch in October. That's a personal opinion, not a CIG confirmation, so take it accordingly. Now let's talk about the mood, because it's a tense one today. The topic dominating both Spectrum and Reddit is the latest Star Citizen Live, focused on the Siege of Orison, which was marked by several technical failures on Live. On Spectrum, a thread dedicated to the incident has cleared 300 upvotes and nearly 150 replies. People are calling for more transparency, questioning how CIG prioritizes its fixes, and one thread even suggests streaming a raw internal build rather than prepared demos to avoid a repeat of what happened. That same sense of technical frustration runs through a thread on weapon balance, widely seen as disappointing since the last few patches, and two others documenting stuck ships, including a Polaris stubbornly refusing to leave the main hangar. None of these threads have received an official response so far. On Reddit, the tone is sharper. Several posts argue that after-the-fact technical explanations aren't enough to reassure longtime players anymore, and one fairly commented post draws a line between bugs, which developers can fix, and lost trust, which the author says would require a more direct word from leadership. A German specialist gaming magazine even gets cited, with a harsh review of the game's current state that added fuel to the discussion. A widely shared meme simply titled, "Livestream? What livestream?" pretty much captures the collective eye roll. At the same time, a wave of support emerged to make clear that the stream's host wasn't personally responsible for what went wrong, and several players urged CIG to keep doing live streams regardless. And despite the frustration of the day, one post, from someone 8 years into the game, simply says they still love it, bugs and all. The rest of the community is carrying on as usual. Someone found an abandoned Carrick mid-smuggling mission, a player is showing off a prototype card game inspired by the universe, and the new Stingray is already inspiring fanfiction, with an imaginary pilot crash-landing on Microtech like something out of a local news segment. For your week ahead, The Idris P, reserved for the Ship Showdown tournament, will only be available in limited waves starting August 25th, open to Chairman's Club members, with 6 time slots spread across into the following morning. If you're after that ship, mark your calendar. Spots go fast in these kinds of sales. The Verse by the numbers, $245,922 raised yesterday, bringing the total past $1,037,000,000. That was Cavalera. Good luck on the PTU this week. That's the Verse.